This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
During the Christmas holiday, back in 1913, Congress enacted a communistic centralization of your money, transferred to the control of an elite few. Communistic, you say? Well, the second plank of the Communist Manifesto states a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. The fifth plank states centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Those planks have been long established in the United States. So it stands to reason that we are living in a somewhat communist country. Of course, all of the planks, if researched, apply to the current state of government in the U.S. in one way, shape, or form. For instance, plank number 6, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Of course, the FCC is all over the control of communications, not to mention the NSA and your friendly neighborhood fusion center, and a lot of socialist-controlled examples such as the Postal Service and the government's control of Amtrak and Conrail represents the government's hand being placed in the free enterprise cookie jar for the world to see. But that's only the beginning of where government-controlled transportation is heading. The Huffington Post reports, there's growing confusion about how would-be flyers from Louisiana, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York will board planes when provisions of the Real ID Act go into effect, because their state ID and driver's license processes fail to meet federal standards. Passengers from those four states would likely need a passport, or in the case of non-citizens, immigration documents for air travel within the United States. The rules raise several concerns. There's the expense of acquiring a passport or other approved document. Then there's the potential for disorder, as agitated passengers learn too late they can't get through security. The Department of Homeland Security's website reveals that starting on October 10th, visitors seeking access to military bases and almost all federal facilities using their state-issued driver's licenses or ID cards must present proper identification issued by Real ID compliant states. DHS continues, to be clear, this update does not affect identification shown at the airports in the United States. Until announced otherwise, the TSA will continue to accept valid driver's license and ID cards issued by all states. DHS plans to announce the schedule for any changes to air travel requirements by the end of the year, and will ensure that state governments and the traveling public are notified at least 120 days in advance of implementation. In the very near and real future, a real-life controlled matrix where transportation is no longer an individual right. CNN reports, Ford says the newest edition of its X-Max car has a new technology that scans traffic signs and adjusts the throttle to help drivers stay within legal speed limits and avoid fines. But the automated cars won't be obeying the speed limits. BBC reports, Google's self-driving cars are programmed to exceed speed limits by up to 10 miles per hour, according to the project's lead software engineer. Dmitry Dolgov told Reuters that when surrounding vehicles were breaking the speed limit, going more slowly could actually present a danger, and the Google car would accelerate to keep up. Of course, Google just wants you pesky humans to know that all 16 and counting reported self-driving car accidents weren't their fault. It was the fault of those meddling humans that reek of racial guilt and outdated individual freedom. The Daily Mail reports Google's self-driving car has been involved in several accidents since it was launched, all caused by humans, its testers claim. Driving a big, beautiful speed demon anywhere you want without Big Brother sitting in the passenger seat is simply one of those fading American rights that should awaken even the most jaded American mind. Freedom to move when, how, and where you want to in the United States is priceless until the socialistic, communistic, corporatic New World Order buys up that freedom and hands it over to their next installed puppet dictator with a big red bow on it. I suppose jolly old Nick Nick better get his self-driving sleigh upgraded so the NSA can check their list to make sure if he's been naughty or nice. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. As you just heard in that last segment, the report, John Bound's special report, the death of great American car freedom. And, of course, that is precisely what we're looking at in the near future as they usher in a complete control grid of our transportation. Part of that's going to be controlling our cars. And, of course, they told us that the way, one of the ways that we're going to save the planet is if we get rid of private car ownership and only Uber is allowed to have cars and we use Uber cars. I don't know how Uber owning them makes them any more green than me owning a car, but of course that's what they're telling us. So this is something that's been a dream for a very long time of the government. As John Bound pointed out, they're pushing real ID. We've seen the Republicans continue to push some kind of biometric identification as a quote-unquote solution to the open borders that they create. All that's going to do is going to control you. They are not going to control the people who are coming in. That is going to be a means of control for American citizens. But they're going to push that real ID. They're going to push self-driving cars, as they point out. No, I've got a self-driving car right now. I drive myself. These are going to be robot cars that are controlled by corporations and controlled by the government, just like everything in the future is going to be controlled by corporations and controlled by the government. Why do you think they call them Uber? That's the ultimate plan there. And when we're talking about real ID, as we were just finishing up in the last segment, talking about, of course, these individuals arrested in a supposed terror plot in Switzerland who had Syrian passports. We had Fox News complain about the fact that Assad had somehow left behind technology to let ISIS create their own passports. Well, not so fast. Remember, as we pointed out, and if you look at this article on InfoWars.com, it's Kurt Nemo's article, Syrian Passports. Recall the CIA's terrorist visas, the ones revolving around 9/11. 13 of the 15 supposed Saudi hijackers were issued visas to the United States, 10 of them at the U.S. consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And, of course, he points out that the whistleblower, and they've got an embedded interview there where we talked to that whistleblower here at InfoWars, Michael Springman. He talked about how he complained to many different authorities and said, you better issue these if you want a job. So we know that this is what everybody wants. We see the elections in France. We see how the socialists will join with the hated conservative Republicans to keep out a party that wants to get control of the borders. They were rising very quickly, looked like they were going to win. They had won the first round of elections in 6 of the 13 regions. And so the socialists said, well, we came in third. We're going to pull our candidates out and tell everybody to go vote for our hated conservative Republican foes. That's exactly what they did. Look at this report from Zero Hedge. A bombshell out of the Financial Times. The EU unveils a standing border force that will act even if a government objects. Understand that? Even if a government objects, they're going to create an EU border force. It's a border patrol that is going to keep the borders open over the objections of the sovereign governments. You have to understand, this is about global governance. This is about the death of the West, because they are the prime obstacle. They have to balkanize our societies. That is the goal. The left and the right are all in agreement with this. That is the move that they're doing. Now, listen to what they said in the Financial Times report. Again, this is an article from Zero Hedge. Brussels is to propose the creation of a standing European border force that could take control of the bloc's external frontiers, even if a government ejected. And he points out the even otherwise pro-EU Financial Times cautiously notes, this move would arguably represent the biggest transfer of sovereignty since the creation of the single currency euro. Because that's what this is really about. It's really about the transference of sovereignty. And they know that the obstacle to all of this is developed countries where people want to have some say-so in their government. They want to try to shut that down as quickly, as thoroughly as possible. And they said, he says, we agree because this is precisely what we said would happen. He said, the European Commission will unveil plans next week to replace the Frontex border agency with a permanent border force and a Coast Guard deployed with the final say of the Commission, according to EU officials and documents seen by the Financial Times. The blueprint represents a last-ditch effort to save the Schengen passport-free travel zone by introducing the kind of common border policing repeatedly demanded by Paris and Berlin, because it is the French and the German governments who are taking the lead and shoving this down everybody's throats. They point out Britain and Ireland have opt-outs from EU migration policy and would not be obliged to take part in the scheme. The Financial Times also adds, European leaders have discussed a common border force for more than 15 years, but have always struggled to overcome deep-seated objections to yielding national powers to monitor or enforce borders, one of the core functions of a sovereign state. And when I look at this, and when I look at the fact that they're talking about now having a European Union control of the borders around the outside of Europe and then breaking down all controls on the inside, saying we don't really care what the nations inside Europe say. I'm reminded of the North American Union. I'm reminded of the Council on Foreign Relations Committee that Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi Cruz, sat on, where they talked about this very thing, about how they needed to have a border that went around the United States, Canada, and Mexico, that would presumably be run by some people in Homeland Security or whatever. But that's what the bankers here want, because that's what they're doing. They're creating unified blocks that they are then going to unify based on climate change treaties, based on trade treaties like the Trans-Pacific, the Transatlantic Partnership. That'll probably come through right at Christmas time. That's been sitting out there, this massive document that's four times the combined works of Shakespeare. Nobody is really talking about it. Haven't had time myself to read the combined works of Shakespeare four times with all the other stuff that I'm doing, and it is a very dense legal document. So it's going to come up for a vote. We don't really know when it's going to come up, but I would bet that it's going to come up through the holiday season. Now, as we see this move for open borders, and we understand what's really behind it, it's not about being xenophobic. It's not about hating people from different areas. It's about having some control over your country, or whether you're going to give it all up to some people who are trying to push global governance. And now they're taking the terror that they're unleashing amongst us, and the Democrats are trying to shift that to a gun debate. And we have this up on Infowars.com. It's one of the top stories. Dems shift terror debate to guns. They point out leaders in the party, Democratic Party, think they have a winning message in pushing legislation that would ban gun sales to people who are on the federal terror watch list and have made a bill the focal point of their response to the shooting. Now, the problem with that is that we just had another terror scare where it didn't even involve guns, right? The one that happened yesterday, the border of Switzerland and France, that was explosives that they found, chemical attacks. See, if you let the people in, the problem is not being able to tell who's coming into your country and importing massive numbers of people from a war-torn jihadi area. That's a problem. They can get any kind of weapons that they want, but you make it about the weapons because that suits your agenda. You've already got a solution that you want to push, so what you do is you go out there and you create a problem. Thank you, Democrats. You bring the people in, and then when you've got some of them shoot up an area, whether that happened completely on their own or whether that was staged, because we do have some concerns. The initial reports said that there were three white men, very large white men, and then it turned out to be one guy and his wife, who's very small, and we're not told anymore about the three tall white men that just kind of disappeared, vanished out of the narrative. So there's some concern about what exactly is going on there, but at the very least, this is the kind of false flag that FDR ran with Pearl Harbor, where Naval Intelligence and FDR and General Marshall, they were well aware of the Japanese intentions and of their designs against Pearl Harbor. They wanted the Japanese to attack first. They shut down the intelligence that was collected. And we've had whistleblowers around 9/11. We've had Thomas Drake tell us that as the NSA was finding out information about getting traffic about terrorists wanting to move on 9/11, that was also shut aside. So you always have that kind of FDR Pearl Harbor type of false flag. But then they shift it to guns. Shift it to guns, because that's really the solution that they wanted. And when we come back, I want to play for you again, because it was just so good what Kurt Russell had to say to this guy who was interviewing him for this Quentin Tarantino film. It was so good what he had to say to this guy who was pushing that we had to take guns from people who were on this this Star Chamber watch list that they've created.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've all heard the news stories. another shooting, and they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays, exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to play for you a clip that played on the fourth hour of the radio show on Friday, an interview that Kurt Russell had with an interview. It was with Jeffrey Wells of Hollywood Elsewhere. And Jeffrey Wells was talking to him about the upcoming movie, Hateful Eight. It's a Quentin Tarantino film. It's set in the Old West, post-Civil War. But he kept haranguing him about pushing the gun culture in films. And so they did a lot of talk about, you know, what's the difference between reality and something that is an art? And they kept going back and forth. But he kept bringing it back. No, but we need to have gun control. We need to take guns from people. We need to take guns from people because of they're on the terrorist watch list or whatever. Kurt Russell had some great responses to this, so I want to play that for you. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about our specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got quite a few specials going on right now, just before Christmas. A lot of these are nutraceuticals. We've got 15% off Winter Sun Vitamin D3, 17% off of Deep Cleanse. We've got some packs there. We've got a cleanse pack with Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, Oxy Powder, 28% off. We've got an Essentials Pack with Survival Shield X2, Super Male or Super Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet. That's 33% off. We've even got a special on coffee. If you buy two bags of InfoWars coffee, you get an InfoWars mug for free. And that's our 100% organic, non-GMO, grown without pesticides, gourmet quality, Wake Up America coffee. Great stuff. And there's a lot of things at the InfoWars store that are super for Christmas gifts, too, that are not just supplements. That's also free shipping on everything there this next week. Things like the InfoWars Premium Power Pack. It's a battery device there that you can charge all your electronic devices, even enough juice to jumpstart your car, and includes jumper cables to be able to do that, as well as a new thing that we've got, a solar base station power supply. This is 1,500 watts of continuous power. It's a battery system, including an inverter to power AC devices, all in one. So it's something you can take and use portably as a an emergency power backup, or something that you can hook into your house, depending on how you use it. If you use it for your house in a permanent installation, you might be able to get the 30% tax credit. That's not a deduction, it's a credit. So it's something to take a look at. It's got the latest battery technology, lithium ion phosphate battery, lasts up to 8 times longer than a typical unit. All this stuff is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the specials and the new products that we've got there. Let's go back. As we're talking in the last segment, we're talking about how the Democrats are shifting the terror debate to guns. And, of course, saying that if somebody is on a super secret Star Chamber watch list, then they should be able to punish them for that. The saddest thing about this is that the GOP is not protesting this unconditional blacklisting procedure. We had Dianne Feinstein offered an amendment to the Obamacare repeal bill last week that would allow the attorney general to block a gun sale to a terrorist suspect that failed 45 to 54. But the GOP is playing defense on this. They're not going on the offense. They're not saying, we're going to defend the Constitution. You're not going to put people on a list when they don't even know they're on a list. You're not going to put them on a list when they don't have a chance to confront the charges, to know who their accusers are, to know that they're even being accused of something, and then use that list to take things from them. That is incredibly dangerous. But, of course, we've seen this administration come up with a no-fly list. They've come up with an assassination list for their drones. And I'm sure they've got a list for their indefinite detention without trial that they passed with the NDAA on New Year's Eve 2011 that Obama signed.
All they can do is we've got Senator Cornyn from Texas suggested amending the legislation so the government could delay a terror suspect from buying a gun for up to 72 hours while obtaining a court order to approve blocking the sale. But the Democrats said, no, that's not good enough. You understand how weak that is? You had a situation that they're complaining about where for 11 years you had about 2,200 people who went through the process, the vetting process, the background checks, who were on this super secret no-fly list. About 2,200 people did it. 91% of them were approved. I would say that maybe they don't belong on that list. All they can do is say, well, you know, we've got this list and the list isn't perfect. We shouldn't have a list like that. If you're going to use this to block people's travel, if you're going to use it to block their ability to exercise their rights and do other penalties against them, you need to call it what it is. Call it what it is. Call it a criminal prosecution in absentia. That's what it's come to in America. And, of course, that's, however, the big thing that the Democrats are pushing back on. So we've got this interview that was going on with Kurt Russell. Again, it was Jeffrey Wells of Hollywood Elsewhere. He's initially talking about the upcoming movie, but he has a problem with gun violence. He has a problem with the gun culture, and he keeps hitting Kurt Russell on it. Let's play this. We've got it in two different parts because there's two parts where Kurt Russell directly addresses gun control. Here's the first part.
There's this thing that sudden violence as a normal day-to-day aspect coming from the gun culture, coming from everything else. It's a different vibe, you know?
I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now guns is a trope. It's a totem. It's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that. So it's not my thing.
But it's statistically...
If you think that gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're like out of your mind. I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane. The problem we're having right now is that we don't have the concepts of how to turn it around and say, you know, you may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more. And that's what we need. That will change the concept of gun culture, as you call it, to something of reality, which is, if I'm a hockey team and I got a guy bearing down on me as a goaltender, I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do.
Isn't that beautiful? I love the way Kurt Russell put it. And you can hear Snake Plissken in that. He goes, you got somebody coming after you. He's like, I'm going to make them worry about what I'm going to do. Because we're going to have people out there, armed citizens, who can protect themselves, who have concealed carry. That was the intention of the Constitution. That's what a militia is really about. It's about an armed citizenry being able to protect itself better than a professional standing army or professional standing army of police even. Let's hear the rest of that because we're getting close on time.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list because of terrorist connections can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
Oh, but they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah. 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 So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some control.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that?
Yeah,
are you seriously? What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
Okay.
You and I just disagree. I understand that you think that you can control the behavior of people.
He got it exactly right. And you know that he was talking about, they've got other ways that they can kill people.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take your phone calls in this last half hour. The number to call, if you want to call in, is 877-789-2539. It's a different number on Sundays. Again, that number is 877-789-ALEX. If you want to call in, and we'll leave the phone lines open for your calls. And as we were just playing in that last segment, we had Kurt Russell. We had played that, played them a fourth hour, that interview that he had talking about gun control, saying, hey, you want to take guns from people who are on a no-fly list. Of course, he didn't question how they got on the no-fly list or whether they were really a a threat. And we've seen over and over again that people are put on the no-fly list that are not a threat. We've had Senator Kennedy, we've been told, was put on the no-fly list. But we've had many instances where there are toddlers who put on the no-fly list. Wade Hicks was somebody that I talked to. He was one of the first interviews I did when I came here to InfoWars. Was a guy who was traveling on a military plane to go see his wife, who was on the station of the military in Japan. He had a stop off in Hawaii. He had been vetted in many different ways by the FBI for having guns. He carried guns, had carry a number of different concealed carry permits and other things that he had. He had been vetted by the TSA as an airport worker. He had been vetted by the military to go on that plane. When he got into Hawaii, as he was about to make the next leg of the trip, people got on the plane, pulled him off the plane, said, "You're on a no-fly list." Now he's stuck in Hawaii. And there was absolutely no reason for it. He was never told why he was put on it. He could never get any answer. Even after he learned he was on the no-fly list, they wouldn't tell him why he was on the no-fly list. No procedure for getting off of this because, you know, this is a secret list. It's a star chamber. Our forefathers who created the Constitution knew all about this. They had seen this happen many times through Europe. They'd seen it happen in England, the Star Chamber. That's why they put in the Fifth and Sixth Amendment. We talked about that a great deal on Thursday. I'm not going to go back into that again. But that's why we need to understand the historical background of why we have the things that we have in the Constitution. We need to understand that liberty and due process are paramount. If you've got candidates who don't support that, if you've got candidates who are going to marginalize that, to say they're going to make you safer, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. To the extent that you give up your freedom, you become a slave to that extent. Slaves are never secure. Just understand that. But he made an excellent point, Kurt Russell did, when he said, hey, you know, you want to take guns from law-abiding people? The way to do this is to make sure that somebody is trying to worry you, trying to terrorize you about what he's going to do. He says, dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do, and that's going to worry you a lot more. You've got people who have concealed carry. You've got law-abiding citizens who are armed. That's going to worry these terrorists. That's something for them to worry about. That's something that they don't have in any other part of the world. And that is truly our best defense. And as he points out, what are you going to do? You're going to take away everything from them? After this interview was run, of course, just yesterday we had some terrorists arrested in Switzerland who were preparing a car bomb with explosives and chemicals. So yeah, they can use anything if they want to terrorize people. But we're told that if we oppose open borders, that we are xenophobic. And, of course, as Donald Trump has opposed that, that's been the core of his support because none of the other candidates will talk about that. We've seen conservative Republicans here join with socialists here, just as they did today in France, to shut down anyone who's concerned about open borders. And so they pushed back when he said that there were places in the U.K. where you can't go. They said, no, that's not true. That's not true. We're going to bar Donald Trump from the U.K. Well, here, the New American has a report from the Daily Mail. They say a Lancaster police officer told Mail Online there are, quote, Muslim areas of Preston that if we wish to patrol, we have to contact local Muslim community leaders to get their permission. Do you want to live like that? Do you want to have a country that's fractionated like that? They point out, they say, I'm not allowed. This is another police officer from Yorkshire says, I'm not allowed to travel in half blues to work anymore in my own car as we're all at risk of attack. Yet, as soon as someone points out the obvious, they're called divisive. They're called xenophobic. They're called racist, right? One female officer at the Met said that if a police officer was attacked, it would be written off. She said, even if one of us did get killed or dragged off in a van, it would just be reported as a one-off incident and no reason to change the British style of policing. They point out in the New American, this reflects a statement made by the UK-based Muslim refugee Dr. Mudar Zahran, who readily admitted in an October interview, we do have a genuine problem with Muslims in Europe. In most cases, they don't seem to fully integrate into the country. So that's the problem. They self-ghettoize themselves because they don't want to assimilate into our culture. They've got their own culture. They've got their own religion, and it has a political dimension to it as well. You have to understand, their religion is inextricably mixed in with the desire of political hegemony. That is part of Islam. So when they come into Western countries, they self-ghettoize themselves. And as a result, they don't do well. It just builds resentment. It means that even if the first generation doesn't hate the host country, the second generation, there will be many who do. So it's a prescription for disaster. Now, as we're talking about Donald Trump, and I want to get into a little bit of politics here, I guess we could call it poll-a-tics because that's what it's all about. Who's doing what in the polls? And as we've seen, Donald Trump, the latest poll shows that Cruz is 10 points ahead of him in the Des Moines Register. That is the last poll that Des Moines Register will do. They're pretty well noted for being very accurate. They do a lot of groundwork, a lot of legwork goes into their poll. I look at it, though, and if this is an honest election, that's always going to be a big caveat anytime we talk about politics in America, whether or not it's going to be an honest election. And we've seen a lot of manipulation in the primaries, in the caucuses when Ron Paul ran 4 years ago. But let's just assume that it's an honest election. I think that Donald Trump is putting together a coalition of people who aren't strictly Republicans, and it really kind of depends in this poll when they look at Republicans and ask them who they would vote for. They're not talking to blue-collar Democrats who I think are possibly going to show up in large numbers to vote for him. So we'll just have to see what happens with this. But, of course, the Washington Post is trying to attack Donald Trump by attacking him using InfoWars. You know, he's bad because he did an interview with InfoWars. They talk about all the usual stuff, about how we're just a conspiracy site. That's all InfoWars is, according to the Washington Post. They even use the old canard about the moon landings. And then they use that straw man that they build to attack Donald Trump. Here's the deal, okay? They don't attack Donald Trump for going on MSNBC and saying, well, you know, MSNBC said this, so Donald Trump must agree with that because he did an interview with him. Or the same thing with CNN. They don't attack CNN for their, they don't attack him for doing interviews with CNN, saying that, you know, CNN had this round-the-clock Flight 370 coverage. They had a poll where one of only four choices was that they'd been abducted by aliens or had passed through some kind of a time portal. You know, that was CNN. That's CNN, you know. The same people, the same CNN that faked the bombing in Kuwait, that were under attack, and they were doing it on a green screen in their studio. The same CNN that more recently, when you had the Sandy Hook stuff, they had Anderson Cooper on a green screen pretending that he's talking to somebody there at Sandy Hook and his nose is disappearing. You know, that CNN, the same ones who are going to be hosting the debate on Tuesday night. They don't criticize him for going on there. So, you know, the real problem that they have is that Donald Trump doesn't keep it inside the beltway. That's the problem they have. You know, you are not supposed to be able to talk to anybody unless you're part of the anointed mainstream press. But that's one of the reasons why he's so popular, because he is going outside that very controlled area. And they go on to talk about how they characterize Alex Jones as a ranting radio host, and the leading Republican candidate, Donald Trump, shared a microphone and some common ground. They talk about how we are right-wing, libertarian, and flat-out paranoid. Well, you know what? Maybe we were paranoid. You know, they say we're paranoid all the time about saying that the government was watching us, listening to our conversations. We know that's happening now, don't we? You know, there's not even a question of that happening. So, yeah, we're not conspiracy theorists. We've been reporting what they've been doing for a long time, and they don't like the fact that we are in the ascension. They don't like the fact that Donald Trump has gone outside their little sacred halls. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Stay with us.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, You will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment. Before we do, I just want to remind you that we have free shipping at the InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of specials as well. We've got 15% off Winter Sun Vitamin D3. 17% off Deep Cleanse. It's our first sell ever on Deep Cleanse. And we've got some packs there. We've got 33% off an Essentials pack of Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine, as well as Silver Bullet and Super Male or Female Vitality. There's also a Cleanse pack that is Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder. That pack is 28% off. So all those specials that we have, as well as free shipping. Check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to your calls now. Let's go to Mark in California. Mark? Let's see. Okay, I think we've lost Mark. Let's go to Philip in Washington. Philip.
Hello.
Hello, Philip. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to read a quotation I copied down about 10 years ago. And then if you've got time or interest, I can read what I wrote then, which I found interesting. Here it is. The following words are from the April 20th, 1936 report of William C. Bullitt, FDR's first ambassador to the Soviet Union. writing of the communist faith in the supposedly perfect world to come after their triumph, he opined, quote, the ultimate fate of such a faith is clear. Even Islam was wise enough to proclaim God is God and to place the 17 dark Aries in heaven. But communism has been sufficiently indiscreet to proclaim that there is no God and to promise heaven on earth. Nevertheless, the comparison with Islam is often illuminating. In particular, the primitive fanaticism of the communists recalls again and again the fanaticism in the Red Square to be worshipped. Lenin is the second great prophet, Stalin is the third. Just as fanatical Mohammedans were able to commit the most atrocious crimes with a happy sense of virtue in order to promote the interests of their faith, so today, the believing communist is superior to all restraints of justice, truth, honor, kindness, or human decency.
Tell me what you think about that. That's good. We got the gist of it. So, you know, tell me what you think about it, and then I'll tell you my opinion about the two. Go ahead.
He goes in further. I'll skip the early part and say, moreover, like early Islam, communism is a faith which is larger than any state unit which it may conquer or create. The ultimate repository of authority and power is the community of the faithful of all nations, whose representative is the ruling prophet, the communist caliph.
I agree. I think that the thing that is different about Islam, that has been there from the very beginning, is that it is a combination. It's not simply a religion. It is a combination of religion and a political movement. Fundamental to Islam is the idea that there is going to be a global governance, a caliphate is what they call it. And so from that standpoint, I agree that both the communists want to establish a global governance and the Muslims want to establish a global governance. They did that at the very beginning of Islam. They were moving very quickly through Europe, through northern Africa. It looked like they were going to take over the world, but then there was reversal. They were contained for many centuries, and that has been a refutation of their faith, the fact that they do not have global dominance. So I think that's very much a part of it. I think when people look at it and say that this is simply an issue of religious freedom, they really don't understand the fundamental issue with Islam, that it is a combination of religion and politics. And when they talk about Christianity and say that we've had situations when Christianity was violent and there were one sect going after another sect, yes, that did happen. And that happened at the times when Christianity was allied with civil government. That was a key part of it, the alliance there of the religion with the government. And that's what's so dangerous about Islam today. That's what we carefully do not want to have in Western societies. That's why there is a fundamental disconnect, I believe, between Islam and what we want to see in a Western society. We want a tolerant, open society, but they want to establish a governmental organization. It's inextricably linked, the fact that they are going to have worldwide dominance. Do you want to make a comment on that?
Yeah. Also, that there is a communist faith independent of government at that time called dialectical materialism, which was founded by Lenin.
Yes.
And this did have a religious character. You've got to remember the second...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There was the communists strove to eradicate all manifestations of religion and establish their own secular religion. And we need to understand that atheists have their gods, and those gods are fiercely worshipped. And communism is one of the best examples of that. Thank you. I want to move on and let some of the other callers get in. Let's go to John in Missouri. John, go ahead.
Hey, David. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. Go ahead.
Very good. I'm curious about your views on Trump. I just want to say first, I follow you on Twitter, and I've seen some things that you've put out about Trump, and people were accusing you of saying things that you didn't say, and I just wanted to get it from your mouth, the actual source. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Well, I think that Donald Trump has gained popularity because, as I've been talking about in this program, he's identified a core problem in this country that other people don't want to talk about. Just as we've seen in France, we've seen conservative Republicans in France join with the socialists in France to shut down a movement that wants to try to get control of their borders because it is out of control. They have no idea who's coming in. They're not vetting the people. They have no control over the quantity of people that are coming in. Donald Trump has talked about that. And that has been, from the very beginning, one of the key things about Donald Trump. And I think that's a very important discussion for us to have. He's the only one who is talking about that. It's a very populist approach that he's taking. But let me say this. I don't support Donald Trump because when you have populism, unless it is mixed with a strong libertarianism, a strong respect for individual liberty, that can very quickly devolve into an authoritarian fascism. It's a very dangerous thing to play with, pure populism, not controlled by liberty. In the Declaration of Independence, they talked about how governments are created to protect our individual rights. And if the government does not protect our individual rights, if it comes after those rights, we have the right and the duty to alter or abolish that government. So when I look at a candidate, if I get a candidate who is largely silent on individual liberty, I'm kind of like, I'm not very comfortable with that. Not very comfortable with the GOP not talking about the Star Chamber no-fly lists. When we got a candidate who comes out and makes several pronouncements saying that they're going to shut down free speech or they're going to take they're open to taking guns from people who are on the no-fly list as Donald Trump has. When you say that you're open to taking my liberties, at that point, I declare my independence from you, just like the Declaration of Independence. I am not going to support anybody who thinks that who's going to make me promises that I'm going to be safer or I'm going to be wealthier, or I'm going to be better off if they take my freedom. That person doesn't understand the bigger issues involved. And I think that is the fundamental issue. That is the biggest issue. I am a libertarian first and last. That is the key thing. If you take my liberty, if, as Patrick Henry said, guard the precious jewel of liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who approaches it. So if you're going to brag about how authoritarian you're going to be, if you're going to brag about how you're going to take my civil liberties, if you're going to say that you're going to do this or do that to provide me safety, you lose my support. You want to respond? Go ahead.
Do you think, I mean, because I know Alex supports him, and I'm sure he sees there are downsides to that, too. But I do have to agree with his statement. I think it's better than a Hillary or a lot of other options that we have. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, you know, I can't, as a when I talk on the radio or even when I cast my ballot at the voting booth, I will not tell somebody that I'm going to support someone who has advocated taking my freedom. I just won't do that. I will do a protest vote. I will speak against that. That's just my own personal conviction. I appreciate the fact that Alex has his own convictions and he doesn't try to tell us what to say or do. I think that's the strength of InfoWars, that we all have our own opinions that we can follow. He doesn't demand that I support, we all understand that. Look, InfoWars has always been a mixture of libertarianism and populism, but it has always been predominantly libertarianism. And individual liberty is what I'm concerned about, and I will not support anybody who comes after individual liberty. It's just that simple. We're out of time. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tomorrow. Alex will be back at 11 Central, 12 Eastern for the Alex Jones Radio Show. Thank you for joining us.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.